Blog Talk Radio.
Show with Sonny Clark, the largest working man in sports radio, with your coverage here tonight of the NFL. It is going into week number 4, and it's been an interesting year so far in the NFL, as there's been some teams that who were supposed to be, you know, somewhat well, and they're not in good shape. Then there's some guys that, some teams that are doing well that you didn't expect. So it's one of those times of the year where you get to look at just through 3 weeks of the NFL and have something to say. Now, you might get bragging rights just for a little bit longer, because really, how many people think that the Arizona Cardinals are for real? How many people have said that, hey, you know, who have they played? You can ask those questions, and I think they're valid questions. You can ask some questions about certain football teams. Did they piss off Tom Brady enough to where the Patriots are going to be unbeatable, at least on the offensive side of the ball? You're not going to stop them. The way you're going to beat them is defensively, and that might be a problem. A lot of people are thinking that as they go into the season. And you look at some of the teams that there should be some firings going on right now in the NFL, and there won't be. But the Chicago Bears, what the – I mean, they are giving the farm away. Last I heard, that Matt Forte was on the trading block. That might be good for Matt Forte if he gets traded to a team that is actually a contender. But Jared Allen going over to the Panthers, I don't care what you say. Jared Allen gets an opportunity to get on a football team right now that's 3-0, and right now primed to win that division. The team they got to go up against is Atlanta. I think both the teams make the playoffs anyway. So Jared Allen in a pretty good shape is where he's at right now. And then you got to go to the state of, well, not the state, but to the team of the Washington Redskins and go, what the hell's going on there? There are a lot of teams out in the NFL that have already put an end to the season just by what they are doing. And, yes, the Chicago Bears are one of them. I don't know if it was the right thing. I don't know if this is coming because of John Fox or whatever the case may be, but it's just one of those things. The Chicago Bears as a franchise needs to be very much embarrassed by what they are giving out to their fans. Forget the media, forget all that other, but what about your fans? What are you telling your fans by getting rid of Jared Allen, getting rid of Bostic, and quite possibly getting rid of Matt Forte? What it means is that you're very much interested in embarrassing yourself on national TV each and every week when your games are on on TV. So you got to look back at it, and you got to find out, was John Fox the actual right guy to hire? Now, we won't be able to come up with that answer. We don't know if these moves will somehow kick it into extra motion. I don't know. But there were some games last year. We haven't had an opportunity to talk about some of the games that happened last week, so I am going to go and talk to about some of them, because there were some out there that really have put some teams behind the eight ball. And I want to start with the Baltimore Ravens, as they are taking on the Steelers this week, but they take the loss. They fall to 0-3 out on the season, quite possibly can fall to 0-4. The only thing that might save them is the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is not going to be in the lineup quite possibly this week, as from all of what I'm hearing. The Ravens Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You take a look at this. I'm sorry. The Baltimore Ravens has Cincinnati, but yeah, that game they played against the Bengals. They lost that game against the Bengals. And now, no Ben Roethlisberger this week as the Ravens get an opportunity. But I don't know. But I want to go back to that game as you took a look at it. The Bengals 3-0 out on the season, the Ravens 0-3. And I will tell you, you can write them off if they go 0-4. You're not going to see the Ravens in the playoffs. You quite possibly not anyway, because I think I forget what the stats are when you start off 0-3. I think you got like a 17-18% chance of making the playoffs. But in that division alone, makes it kind of rough when you got the Bengals, when you have the Steelers. You know, but I want to go to the Browns as well. We're going to talk a little bit about the Browns. The Browns front office needs to be fired. The ownership, if there was a way you could get rid of them, they had to go. And this is a simple thing. You're looking at a football team that won a football game with Johnny Manziel at the quarterback position, and then all of a sudden Josh McCown is evidently quote-unquote healthy, whatever you want to say that is, and then you just throw your franchise, you know, a curveball, all your fans. You're telling, wow, you have Johnny Manziel. Now, Johnny Manziel didn't play great. Who cares? Johnny Manziel got that football team a victory. They were 1-1. So Johnny Manziel brought a different dimension to the football field. And I don't care what anybody says. Take Johnny Manziel out of that equation, I guess you can say, and go back to a loser. When you had Johnny Manziel, who's supposedly the next guy and could lead them for the next couple of years. But the coaching staff needs to be fired. I'm telling you right now, this is a coaching decision, they go. Front office decision, they go. Johnny Manziel, 8 of 15, 172 yards, and 2 touchdown passes in his victory. And yes, I said his victory because he didn't turn the ball over. I don't know. And you go back to Josh McCown. And just the thinking, especially in the AFC North, where you got to win football games to make the playoffs when you got 3 of the 4 teams ahead of you that quite possibly could or should make the playoffs if the Ravens were anywhere near a good football team. Johnny Manziel, he throws a touchdown pass to Benjamin in the first quarter. Then they get the touchdown punt return for the touchdown. They get the running touchdown. And then Benjamin yet another catch touchdown pass in the fourth quarter just to ice it. I want to know who's in charge over there as far as the Browns are concerned, because they're definitely not making themselves better. They're making themselves worse. So it's the way it is. I don't know. We'll find out. Can or will they put themselves in the position to be a better football team? I don't know. And we will see, I guess is the old term that we can talk about, the old song, we will see. But the Browns right now, I'm telling you right now, not having Johnny Manziel in the lineup is inexcusable. And if they go into this next week after that loss, without Johnny Manziel at the starting quarterback, they need to fire him. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel about it. Whether or not it was the right thing or not, I don't know. But I want to see more of Johnny Manziel. Not because he's a good football player, but if the Browns are going to win football games, they got to have the guy in there. Josh McCown. Goodness gracious. Help me out here. Maybe I'm the only one. 347-215-7497. That's the number. There are lots of things to talk about, and this is your opportunity to do so. You know you're not going to get in over at ESPN or 105.3 The Fan or wherever you're listening, if you're not listening local. But I want to talk a little bit more some of the things that are going on in the NFL, some of the news and notes, and some real big notes going on right now as Andrew Luck is limited in practice. And this is a football team that's having problems as far as their standings are concerned in a weak division. They got the Jaguars this week. They should wipe the floor with the Jaguars. But with Andrew Luck really not 100% right now, they still should wipe the floor with horrible football team. And I don't know. Let's do this. Let's do a quick commercial. We'll be right back. Make sure you head your way on over to the Couch Potato Sports Show for all types of sports coverage, whether it be the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NBA. Come on over and check out the Couch Potato Sports Show. Never mind the fact that we are your nicotine patch that gets you from the Super Bowl all the way into training camp and to college football with the Indoor Football League, as the Couch Potato Sports Show is your official radio home of the Texas Revolution, as well as internet-only radio coverage of the IFL. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your IFL, Texas Revolution, and all things sports. Radio Network. All right, we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark. And I'll tell you something. I got the music in the back because it's a cool tune. But as I look at the NFL and I look at the news and notes that are going on, I got my crowd in the background. Let me just take care of my crowd. I think that there's a lot of things that can happen this week that can turn some seasons around. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, big-time things to happen. It just starts off with a win. And if you're a fan of a certain team that's 0-3, you want to see some kind of progress that starts with the win. Cam Newton, there's a story that's going on, and I'm going to tell you, this is a story that bothers me. And this goes to referees and what's going on. But Cam Newton, all right, he should never, in his quote, "I should never have to question my safety." He's absolutely round. He's absolutely right. Now, there is a deal that they're talking about. Cam Newton created a stir when he told reporters that the head official, Ed Hockley, told him that, quote unquote, he was not old enough to receive a late hit call during Sunday's win. Now, I don't know if that happened. Hockley is denying this all day long. But I don't know. I don't know what to take from this. I don't know if Cam Newton's an honest guy. I don't know, you know, but would it surprise me? No. But Ed Hockley, you look at the reputation of Ed Hockley, you got to ask that question. Is his reputation above any kind of inquiry or accusation coming from a Cam Newton, as is this really actually happening? Was it actually said? I don't know. I wish I could throw out my opinion on it and feel good about my opinion. And Cam Newton, he's got a point. Now, he'll say, and he's going to live and die by what he said. So it's out there. And he comes and he says, you know, my opinion, everyone has to be held to a standard. And frankly, you know, as a referee and as players, we're always having that interaction with the refs out on the field. And they say before the game, you know, I'm here to protect you. Now, that's a quote from what Cam Newton, you know, with their interactions with the refs, and now you have Cam Newton saying that he, at least he's not being protected, or he's quote-unquote not old enough to get that quote-unquote call. The late hit during Sunday's win over the Saints. Now, I've been a critic for Cam Newton, but I said if this guy was going to be a superstar, he had to come out. I hope he does not dwell on this situation. Because, you know, with all due respect to Cam Newton has been known to go ahead and kind of be a crybaby at points. So I hope this is something that does not come back and bother him lately. But really, to be honest, Cam Newton shouldn't be making these kind of statements regardless. And I'll put that out there. I may be wrong. Some people, suddenly, why shouldn't he be? It's just not something, because what it does, it sounds like it's a crybaby thing, especially after a win. It's going to be one of those things. Cutler and Jeffries were limited in Bears practice, but who cares, right, guys? Some of the news coming out, I'm just throwing it out there for you. Saints trade defensive end Akeem Hicks to the Patriots for a tight end. Wait, didn't you just have a tight end last year? Oh, that's right. Jimmy Graham's gone. Now, I'll tell you, if the Saints honestly think that they need a tight end in order to help their football team to get wins, they got problems. But here's the thing. They take on hey, and all my Lokes, you're going to get on me all day long. I don't know how they go to New Orleans and win even without Drew Brees. Let's say Drew Brees is not starting there. You're missing your guys. Your defense has obviously been exposed. But then now go, will the Saints be able to do it? I think the Saints are going to win this week. I really do. And that's not good for the Cowboys. And that's not because I'm a Cowboy hater. I've been accused of in the years past. I just don't see where they win this game. There are a lot of things as far as this football team is concerned. But we said at the beginning of the year, when we started this season, when we looked at it, we talked about how far will the Cowboys go, and it's without Romo, they're not going far. Brandon Wheaton, he's your backup quarterback. I'm not going to say neither good or bad regarding the backup situation over there. Brandon Wheaton, is he good nor bad? He didn't play great. He didn't play, you know, lights out. He just managed the game, and the defense managed for them to lose that game. Hey, remember, they were up 21-7 over the Atlanta Falcons. And then the Falcons came storming back. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you can't let that happen. So, I don't know. And Breeze right now, he's throwing the football. Even though he's been hurt. So you got to look out for that. More news that's happening in the NFL, more things that are talking about, which I think I'm gonna probably shock the world. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not a fan of a guy that's taking over the reins, but there is somebody I think is going to be a good play this week, and I think you ought to go get him up on your fantasy league. I'm just gonna throw out a name, you know, for the quarterback position. If you need some, Michael Vick. Starting for the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, Rothy is going to be down for about 6 weeks. So now the job becomes Michael Vick's. Will Michael Vick be able to put it together out on the football field? That's going to be the big question. But I will say this. When you got some weapons that the Steelers got on the field at any given time, first of all, Michael Vick doesn't have to be great. So when you're Michael Vick, you don't have to be perfect out there. You know it. But you got to make some smart decisions. And I'm not a Michael Vick fan, not at all. But, you know, right now, for a backup situation that's happening in Pittsburgh, my gosh, I think it's something. it's needed for them to be good, you know, without Ben Roethlisberger. I think they got a good backup. So that's going to be the big, big question. We need some background music. I mean, we do this show, and, you know, sometimes it's nice to have, when we do our That Being Said show, we've got the noise in the behind and everything. So let's do that. Let's bring that noise in here. Let's push that button right there. This is our background noise we'll do for the rest of the show. Where is it? There it is. So that being said, I love what's going on. Let's go over to the NFL standings as we know them right now, because there's some shocks in the standings right now. And if you're not shocked, I just think you're not paying attention. However, New England is 3-0 out on the season. That's not the part that shocks me. What shocks me, I have to put it out there, the Jets and Buffalo Bills are 2-1 on the season, right there breathing down the neck of the Patriots. However, the Jets and the Buffalo Bills can't carry the New England Patriots jock. It's going to be real interesting when they start getting in there in the division. The New England Patriots are 1-0. Buffalo are 1-1 in the division. And the Miami Dolphins are 0-1 in their division. I want to see those games when they start happening. Because the Jets got Miami in Miami this week. And I think that's going to be one of the better games this week. And I don't know why, because really Miami hasn't been playing so good to where you can expect much out of them. But I think that I should expect something out of them. And I don't know if we're going to get it from them. I really don't. So I think the New England Patriots are on the bye, because I'm looking at the schedule. I was wondering who they were playing, and I don't see them on the schedule this week. So the Buffalo Bills have the Giants. So if Buffalo is good as what they are, they can go ahead, and you want to talk about a team that's in trouble is the New York Giants, as they are sitting right now at 1-2 on the season. I thought they were 0-3, but they got that victory against the Washington Redskins. Hell, anybody could beat them. But you take away from that, they should be 0-3. I think if they take the loss there, you can go ahead and count the Giants out of really contention. But the Dallas Cowboys, I think, have a lot to lose. I really do. They're 2-1, and that 2-1 is not comfortable. Would have been much better, obviously, if they got the win last week, and they didn't, against Atlanta, who are undefeated. But the NFC East looks like this. The Dallas Cowboys 2-1, 1-2 for the rest of the division. That means all the other teams are only one game behind the Dallas Cowboys in that division. And, boy, you want to talk about a team that's really missing Tony Romo. Because, really, there's no hope without this guy. I think right now the Dallas Cowboys could have Dez Bryant in the lineup, and I don't think it would help. Tony Romo is what is going to make this team go anywhere, if they're going to go anywhere. And I think the Dallas Cowboys are in a lot of trouble right there in this division. And the simple fact of the matter is that if you're the New York Giants, Washington Redskins, Philadelphia only one game behind them, because I think the Cowboys are going to lose, so I think they're going to go to 2-2 on the season. So if the Giants can win, Redskins can win, or the Philadelphia Eagles can win this week, it's going to be a very interesting week so far in this division. Now, when you look at the division and where they're playing and who they're playing, Philadelphia is at Washington. So Philly's primed to go on. I think that Philly's probably going to get the victory, and Washington will stay and go to 1-3. but your Dallas Cowboys, you Dallas Cowboy fans, they are in New Orleans, and that's going to be a tough game. And from everything I'm hearing, we're going to see Drew Brees there. And the Giants, of course, they are at home. They are taking on, let's see, where's that list at? Mark that. The New York Giants are on the road taking on Buffalo. Man, right now, Philly is trying to go ahead and get tied with the Dallas Cowboys if they lose in that division. That's going to be interesting. So that's what's going on in the NFC East. Now, the NFC North, Green Bay Packers 3-0. Boy, did I miss on this one. I thought without Jordy Nelson, this would be tough for the Green Bay Packers because they're going to depend upon a little bit too much of Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers has made it look easy. But at a shocking 2-1, and not a shock to me, but those that didn't trust what was going on in Minnesota, I'm all about Teddy Bridgewater. This guy has put it together last year. I thought he brought it out from nowhere, and he's still bringing it. Like Teddy Bridgewater, like the Minnesota Vikings in this division. In fact, I picked the Vikings in this division to win it so they can make the playoffs. The question is that was with the thinking that the Green Bay Packers weren't going to be doing very well without Jordy Nelson. Well, there we go. There's another sunny prediction that just goes wrong. But the Detroit Lions 0-3 and the Chicago Bears, man, you're 4 weeks into a 17-week season, actually 18 because of the bye, and you're already out of it. You're not even a quarter of a way through the season, and you're already out of it. It's pretty sad. But that being said, depending on the schedules and where they go, it could turn around. I don't know. But 0-3 teams don't have, it's not very easy for the teams to make the playoffs. NFC South, the Carolina Panthers and Atlanta Falcons 3-0 out on this season. Atlanta in the second half just shut down the Dallas Cowboys. And frankly, I thought it was quite easy. They made it look easy. And then the Panthers 3-0, they got the victory. Tampa Bay 1-2, and the Saints at a shocking 0-3. That's huge. All right, over in the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals 3-0 with a two-game lead over the Rams, 49ers, and Seahawks. The Cardinals are 3-0 out on the season. Does that surprise you? Surprises me. But they got the victory against New Orleans. They got the victory against Chicago and San Francisco. They get the Rams this week, and I find that very interesting this week. I really do. It's going to be a good ball game. But the Rams are on the road. They're playing that game in Phoenix, Glendale, Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking at this as far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned. You know, no, they are playing that game in Arizona, so they're in Glendale, so they got the home field advantage. But I think the Rams are a better team than what their record does show there. So watch out for that. I think that's huge. Back over to the AFC, New England 3-0, 2-1 Jets and Buffalo Bills, 1-2 Miami, kind of went over that. Cincinnati 3-0 out on the season. Pittsburgh 2-1. Cleveland 1-2, only victory, Johnny Manziel starting. That's not a coincidence in my book. The only victory comes with Johnny Manziel at the quarterback. Hey, Johnny Manziel's no worse than Josh McCown, so why not put him in? This is just dumb. It's bad management, and they should be fired. Simple as that. That front office, that coaching staff, not putting Johnny Manziel in last year made the mistake. And I was interested in firing the coach and the general manager at that time. But this is a tough division. The Ravens 0-3, that's the shock right now. And if there's any team that has a chance to turn it around, it should be them. But, you know, right now, the way they're playing and how they're losing football games, man, I don't give them much hope. AFC South Indianapolis Colts Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans, and the Tennessee Titans, all 1-2, all tied for first place. That's a horrible division. However, going into that fourth quarter, man, Andrew Luck, man, didn't he just flip the switch? It was amazing. And that just all came to him. It really did. And they got the victory last week, but it was that fourth quarter really saved, I think, the Colts season. However, if they lose that football game, they go to 1-2. They're not very far, you know, they're 0-3. And they're only one game out of first place. That's what makes these divisions interesting, by the way. Denver Broncos 3-0. Boy, does Peyton look his age. I hate to say that because I love me some Peyton Manning. But it's just a little bit too far for Peyton, I think. I think this is a tough road for him to hoe. Oakland Raiders. The Raiders. 2-1 out on the season. You know, shut your mouth. I can't believe it. That's crazy. But they're right there. So I kind of like it, though. I kind of like it. I want to see a little bit more, though, but I kind of like that. Chargers and Chiefs, 1-2 out on the season. So that is your standings right now in the NFL. Now, when you see from week to week these teams that are 3-0, how they win football games, you got teams, the Patriots, 3-0. They look solid. Hey, say what you want, but the Bengals look solid at 3-0. Sorry, they do. They've scored 85 points this season. That's crazy for them. So, offensively, you can say what you want, but that quarterback up there doing the job, Mr. Red, I call him Red. Dalton is that, you know, Andy Dalton out of TCU having the time. And like I said at the beginning of the year, I didn't think necessarily they're a good football team, but Marvin Lewis will figure out how to save his job. And I think if they get to the second round, Marvin Lewis may never go out of Cincinnati. But they look good at 3-0. The Broncos at 3-0, not so good. Peyton looking his age, and I think it's obvious. The Packers look good at 3-0. Boy, was I wrong about that. Unless something happens, they look great. The Panthers look great at 3-0. And the Arizona Cardinals, even though they haven't quote-unquote played anybody, still look great in their 3-0. Question's been thrown out there. Which 0-3 football team can make the playoffs? And right now, before the injury to Ben Roethlisberger, I would have said that the Baltimore Ravens didn't have the chance. But without Ben Roethlisberger, that might be something that the Baltimore Ravens might be able to put themselves in position to start thinking about the wild card. Other 0-3 football teams, by the way, there's only one 0-3 football team in the AFC, and of course that is the Baltimore Ravens. The other 0-3 teams are right over there in the NFC. 0-3 Detroit Lions and Bears, I think they're done. I think you can stick a fork in both of those teams because they look so bad in those losses. There's no recovery. The Saints 0-3, I'm going to tell you, I think they may be done. I think Drew Brees might be done. That shoulder, I think that is a huge thing. You take regardless if that guy can play. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, you've already taken away the deep ball. It's not going to happen with Drew Brees in the lineup. Not that it was going to happen much with Luke McCown in the lineup, but at least the guy who can throw it deep won't be able to. I think the Dallas Cowboys have a better chance of winning this football game with Drew Brees in the lineup, and that's crazy because obviously he's the starter, but he's not 100% healthy and he hasn't looked good all year long. So the first two games, I don't think we've seen a lot from him. Now, 1-2 football teams, Seattle, San Francisco, St. Louis Rams, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Giants, Washington Redskins, and Philadelphia Eagles. Seven teams with one victory in the NFC. Out of 12. Or mark that, out of 16. Out of seven out of 16 teams have one victory on the season. Over in the NFC. Teams that are 1-2. 1-2 Miami Dolphins. 1-2 Cleveland Browns. And then the whole AFC South, along with the Chargers and Chiefs. Interesting. And the 2-1 teams, the Jets, Bills, very interesting, by the way. Steelers 2-1. Raiders 2-1. Jeez, that's the first time we're not even talking about the Raiders, actually. I mean, I don't know. Dallas Cowboys 2-1. Vikings 2-1. That's it. That's your roundup. Games this week, tomorrow, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Baltimore, I'm going to say, is going to get the victory. This game's going to be in Pittsburgh, but this is a desperate football team. This is a team without their superstar, Terrell Suggs. So that one hurts. Say what you want. But that one's going to... I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to win that football game. The Jets in Miami, as much as I like Todd Bowles, I don't know. Miami hasn't been playing good football. They're nothing to write home to mama about. That's for damn sure. But yet, I think Miami let me down. I went 13-2 last week, by the way. And one of those games was Miami. I shouldn't have any trust in them, but I'm going to take them home. Houston and Atlanta. That one's so easy. I mean, Atlanta's playing good. They're going to go to 4-0. And easily. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, or Giants. Buffalo's going to win that game at home. And the Giants are going to be at an ugly 1-3 out on the season. Oakland's going to beat the Chicago Bears because they're just horrible. Then you got two games here that... actually, three games that are interesting. Carolina beats Tampa Bay fairly easy. So, but that's going to leave the Kansas City-Cincinnati game. Man, this one is one of those interesting games. Cincinnati playing well. They are at home. But if there's a team that needs a victory this week, I think the Chiefs have got to make sure they get in the win column today, this week. Because right now, they are 1-2 sitting on the bottom of their division with the Broncos quite possibly. Oakland going to win. They were going to improve to 3-1. San Diego has Cleveland. All odds say they should win that game in San Diego. So if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you got to win just to keep up. So I think I'm going to go with Kansas City Chiefs beating the Cincinnati Bengals at home just for that reason. Now, it's not a good reason because Andy Dalton has been playing well all year long, but at some point that guy does let it down a little bit. So will it be this game? I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be because I think if Kansas City loses this game, they can find themselves out of the playoffs, you know, by week number four. So watch out for that. Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Indianapolis, that one's easy. Should beat the hell out of them. And the Carolina Panthers, again, Tampa Bay. The Carolina Panthers should beat Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is not a good football team. They are at home, though, so that is in a positive. Carolina sometimes has a hard time on the road. Washington and Philadelphia in Washington. Philadelphia needs this game really, really bad. Washington is not a good football team. The Eagles right now what they're putting out on the field is not a good football team. So this is the time that they need to start getting that going. This is a team that's missing Shady McCoy. And DeMarco Murray is, God, that was a huge waste of money for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I think Philadelphia does get the victory there. St. Louis and Arizona. Call me nuts. I think Arizona goes down. This is the team that has not played any great teams this year so far. They are 3-0. The Rams, on the other hand, they're a good football team. And yes, don't remind me of their records. I know the Rams are 1-2 and the Cardinals are 3-0. I get it. And I understand that. But the Rams this year, they've been better this year, even though that record doesn't show it. They beat Seattle in week number one, but gone on two losses. That loss against Washington, they ought to kick themselves in the head. And then the loss 6-12 to Pittsburgh, they got to do better. And I think they are going to do better. So I'm taking me some Rams over the Cardinals in an upset, because right now the Arizona Cardinals are favored in that game. Minnesota and Denver is going to be the most interesting game of the week. It's hard to pick against the Broncos at home, so I'm not going to do it. Although, if it happens, Teddy's going to have a great game. I would love to see it. I want to let that closet Viking fan out of me. It has nothing to do with Adrian Peterson. It has all the good. I'm all about Teddy. Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's a lot better than a lot of people giving that man some credit for. Green Bay Packers should have no problems handling San Francisco. And the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know how they beat the New Orleans Saints. I really don't. Not in New Orleans. And yes, they're missing vital personnel on both sides of the football team or field. So, you know, I don't trust that defense. And if the running game does kick up in New Orleans, watch out. I mean, it's obvious you can run on this football team. You had a no-namer and Freeman running all over them. Detroit takes on Seattle. Man, that's going to be a good game, too. I like that game. But that's a Monday night football game. Seattle is going to tear them up. It's just not going to be a game. You know, the Lions, I think, like I said, I think you got to put the fork in them. Them and the Chicago Bears just looking. They're just, as a franchise, they're embarrassing themselves and humiliating themselves. And that's too bad. And I say that because when you look at a football team each and every week, and as much as I lived in that area, okay, Chicago and Detroit, I was a Chicago boy and Detroit boy. Okay, lived in both. Okay, so I kind of got a little dedication to both of those teams. But I will tell you right now, this is a football team that really, and I'll say it, they're just not finding any identity. Listen to this stat: Calvin Johnson has 20 receptions in three games. Okay, an average of 6.5. Or six, you know, it's right in there. 199 yards for Calvin Johnson, one touchdown. His longest catch of the season so far. And granted, I know it's early, but it's only 28 yards. Really? 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 It's pretty sad. Now, that having been said, he's not getting much help. Matthew Stafford right now is 82 of 128 for 814 yards. Now, that number is really nuts, right? Because in four games, in three games, he's at 300 and about 380 yards gained. The guy's been sacked six times. got 5 interceptions on the season. Matthew Stafford's just having a rough go at it. Golden Tate, 15 catches, 161, no touchdowns. Theo Reddick, 15 catches, 144 yards, and one touchdown. Eric Ebron, 13 catches, 157 for 2 touchdowns. For this team, you know, they're not getting the guy the ball. They got to get it to Calvin Johnson. Say what you want, Stafford and Johnson, it's like Romo and Dez. Those are what makes the offense click for both of those teams, so they've got to get it together. And they're not getting it together. And they're not rushing the football either. So, man, the Lions. Whew. Monday Night Football might be hard to watch because they haven't put it up together. I don't know. That having been said, you're listening to the Couch Potato Sports Show. Tomorrow is going to be the pregame show for the Rowlett Eagles as they are at homecoming, taking on the Garland Owls. You'll hear that coverage on Friday on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So psyched about homecoming. And we've taken the Couch Potato Sports Show to different areas. It's like the scorekeeper said, sometimes you see things change. And some things have changed for the Couch Potato Sports Show, as we call sports, which is something, you know, it's been one of those quiet dreams of mine, and yet I'm just going to do it. I've decided I'm just going to do it. I have the platform. I've got the ability. I'm just going to do it, damn it. So, Rowlett Eagles, football and basketball this season. The Eagles on at home, HBJ Stadium, who have worked with us. Our week one program was horrible. You could hear that it was on our microphones, on laptop. It was god-awful. They took care of us. Now we are okay at HBJ. So that's going to be interesting, the homecoming, so keep your eye on that. Basketball is going to start up in December as we got the creds for the Curtis Caldwell Center to call the games at the Curtis Caldwell. That's going to be so much fun. I'm telling you, it's going to be really fun. I love basketball. Love calling basketball. So we'll be calling the many. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, as we got someone at my door. So I'll find out about that. So we'll be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hold on one moment. I'll just turn up my music. There we go.
Get down, get down.
Couch potato sports show. Someone came to my door. Well, I'm going to leave that on. I dig that tune. Of course, it's my band, my favorite band, Cooling Gang. We'll keep that in the background. There we go. That having been said, you're listening to the Couch Potato Sports Show. Your coverage of the Rowlett Eagles happens. Also, don't forget about indoor football. When everybody says football season's over, we say you're just not paying attention. As we bring you indoor football here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with coverage of the Texas Revolution indoor football team live from the Allen Event Center, and we get out up on the road for a couple of games. We're going to do a lot of the road games this year, at least 4 of them, could be more depending on the situation. It's going to be fun. But that's what it is. It's the Couch Potato Sports Show. And, folks, I've got to give some props out to a guy here in my Dallas area. I'm actually going to bring this down because this is, going to be hard for me, so I got to get a pass. So I lost a friend of mine in the sporting world here in Dallas. He passed away back in November as we are moving close to his one-year anniversary of his passing. Passed on Halloween, the night of Halloween. His name was Willie Martin. And folks, I got to tell you, Sonny Clark is on the air calling sports, the play-by-play, because of this man. A man that I met just by accident at a Legends, Texas Legends game. That's the D-League. And we went out there. We were part of the media, and we were just covering the game. And I met this guy, and Willie Martin was a guy that really, just really loved sports. And without Willie Nelson, without Willie, the Couch Potato Sports Show would not be where it's at today. And I mean that with all my heart. Today, the sports show has gone from a sports show, and we used, and I don't want to say we used to, because we're every Saturday, I'm going to try to at least get in there, and we're going to talk some NFL, as we'll bring in Tarvin, and we'll bring in, obviously, Cuervo, the fine co-host of this program, in case you didn't know. But I really took the hand off, really, from Willie Martin. As he said, man, they don't have a play-by-play guy for the Allen Wranglers. You should go and see if they'll let you do it. And I listened to him, and it's like, because he was sitting there as I was kind of, you know, trying my hand at calling the Texas Legends games, because we had been calling the Rowlett Eagles basketball games. He says, man, you got to do it. And that really increased our placement at what we do each and every week as far as the play-by-play. Then we started calling IFL games remotely, and, you know, all of a sudden, the Couch Potato Sports Show kind of goes from a sports show talk show to where we're calling sports a lot. And this is something that I've always wanted to do. I never have admitted that to anybody except my wife. And we decided we're going to make it work. We're going to take it off. We're going to make it something that will work. And we've done that. We've done it on the local level right here. Yes, at high school and minor league football level. And you know what? I don't care. It's good enough for me. I don't need Fox. I don't need the ESPN. I don't need to be on the NFL channel to be happy. But if it wasn't for Willie Martin, the transition of the Couch Potato Sports Show and mostly becoming a sports talk radio show, transitioning into the play-by-play, wouldn't have happened without Willie Martin. And as we move closer to the day of his passing, here's what happened. I mean, I didn't even know it happened. Didn't even know it. I mean, we're getting ready for the IFL, or the Champions Indoor Football League season coming up. We were doing a lot of work, and you know, I should have known something was up in January when I didn't get my yearly call from Willie Martin about my birthday. And then I found out in March that he passed away, and it really hurt me. And so I've been trying to make sure that I keep in touch with people that means something to me. And I'm not a sentimental guy, but I really dropped the ball there, because he doesn't really know what he means to me and the Couch Potato Sports Show. I don't think the direction of the Couch Potato Sports Show would be where it's at without Willie Martin. Now, I don't think. I know it wouldn't. We would still be doing sports talk radio, but we wouldn't, you know, be having fun calling sports. And sports is all about having fun. You can say whatever you want. If you're not having fun, you're missing out on what sports and sports talk is all about. And Willie taught that to me over the years that I knew him before he passed on. I feel I'm not really saying all the things that he means to me, because he's more in the fact, and I don't want anybody to think I think any less of them, whether it be Scorekeeper, Big Dog, Cuervo, or anything else, but the direction of the Couch Potato Sports Show, where it's at today, it wouldn't be where it is right now. I'm willing to help anybody who wants to try to do what we're trying to do here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. If you are on Blog Talk Radio, I'll help you. I'll help you try to get what you got to do in order to, whether it's high school, whether it be a semi-pro football team, or whether it be minor league indoor football, how do you get the contracts or how you do it. You know, I'll try and help. That's be my way of giving back. If you need that help, buzz me up over on Facebook. Like I said, we're coming up on the year anniversary of the passing of a great human being and a great guy. And I miss him to this day. In fact, I go to his page quite often, put my thoughts on what I'm thinking about him on Facebook all the time. So I'd like to thank everybody who joined me here tonight on the couch. I just wanted to get up and talk some sports, as it's been a while at that, you know, I don't get to do it. So you're always welcome. You know, we'll be doing it tomorrow again. Don't forget about the Rowlett Eagles pregame show, the homecoming show. And then on Friday night, the Rowlett Eagles take on the Garland Owls live from HBJ Stadium. And then on Saturday, we'll talk about the NFL. We'll be doing that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution and Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. Everybody have a good evening. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.